protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestone.
Try to picture a human being that weighs no more than a Sunday newspaper. Paper-thin chest wall, pipe-stem legs, all head and bulging belly. This is a premature infant. Prematurity is a severe handicap to a child. The problem of preventing prematurity is extremely important. Today, doctors who once looked hopelessly at prematurity's huge toll are fighting with increased resources to save more and more premature babies. However, not long ago, the risk of saving such lives was blindness. On a February day in 1941, Dr. Theodore Terry, an ophthalmologist at Harvard Medical School, peered through his ophthalmoscope into the eyes of a six-month-old infant. What he saw puzzled him. He had come to the hospital that morning to perform a cataract operation, the removal of a lens too cloudy to see through. Dr. Terry examined the other eye. Then he straightened, handed the ophthalmoscope to another physician in the room.
Take a look. What do you see?
The lenses are clear, no cataract.
The cloudiness is farther back.
In the ensuing months, Terry and his associates discovered several other cases with the same curious condition. They learned additionally that every one of these babies, all of whom became blind, had been born prematurely. It was the discovery of a new disease, with no previous record in medical literature, which was soon to be named retrolental fibroplasia, a fibrous growth back of the lens. Medical science had saved the lives of these tiny prematures, but something had happened to destroy their vision. Dr. Terry published many reports on the subject of retrolental fibroplasia, but he died in 1946 with the problem still unsolved. What was causing this strange form of blindness in premature infants? One theory after another was offered.
Too much vitamin A. Too little vitamin E.
An excess of iron. A deficiency of maternal hormone.
Premature exposure of the baby's eyes to light.
One cause after another was suggested and explored. It took 12 years of determined investigation to track down the real cause, and when it was revealed, it seemed incredible. Who would have suspected that oxygen, the very thing credited with helping premature babies to survive, could also be a factor in blinding them? But it developed that an oxygen saturation of 40% or more was causing this blindness in prematures. In the past, when incubators had not been as efficient in supplying oxygen, retrolental fibroplasia was unknown. But at the period of Terry's discovery, improved incubators were capable of administering oxygen in high concentration to tiny prematures, and blindness resulted. Once medical science had tracked down the real cause, blindness ceased to be the terrible price of saving a premature's life. This medical victory is representative of the general advance in bringing fragile prematures through to normal lives. The chances for life and health for the premature have been greatly enhanced by a combination of medical and nursing procedures, prompt incubation to maintain body temperature, emergency ambulance service to initiate treatment without delay, judicious use of oxygen to save life without endangering sight, maintenance of aseptic conditions to prevent infection, carefully controlled feeding. With this tender, loving, and scientific care, most prematures now are able to catch up with their normal brothers and sisters. As one obstetrician said,
"We are joining battle at life's frontier, where the lives of the tiniest infants born 2 or 3 months early hang in the balance."
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.